Well, hi there. Welcome to a new week of the New LifeSpring Family Audio Bible. This is episode 387, and I'm Steve Webb, your host. This is the podcast that helps you achieve consistency in reading the Bible. We have a new episode for you every Monday through Friday. We are reading through the Bible on two tracks. Track one is the Old Testament, track two is the New. Each day we alternate those tracks, and each week I choose a different translation of the Bible to read. Also, we try to average about 10 minutes per show. How was your weekend? Did you enjoy your extra hour as we transitioned out of daylight savings time? Me? Not so much. I woke up at about 3 o'clock Sunday morning and never got back to sleep. Talk about frustrating. Oh well, at least I was ready for church. We're in the book of Revelation today, chapters 10 through 12, and we'll read from the World English Bible, or Web Bible. Let's begin. Revelation chapter 10. I saw a mighty angel coming down out of the sky, clothed with a cloud. A rainbow was on his head. His face was like the sun, and his feet like pillars of fire. He had in his hand a little open book. He set his right foot on the sea, and his left on the land. He cried with a loud voice, as a lion roars. When he cried, the seven thunders uttered their voices. When the seven thunders sounded, I was about to write, but I heard a voice from the sky saying, "Seal up the things which the seven thunders said, and don't write them." The angel whom I saw standing on the sea and on the land lifted up his right hand to the sky and swore by him who lives forever and ever, who created heaven and the things that are in it, the earth and the things that are in it, and the sea and the things that are in it, that there will no longer be delay. But in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, when he is about to sound, then the mystery of God is finished, as he declared to his servants the prophets. The voice which I heard from heaven, again speaking with me, said, "Go, take the book which is open in the hand of the angel who stands on the sea and on the land." I went to the angel, telling him to give me the little book. He said to me, "Take it and eat it up. It will make your stomach bitter, but in your mouth it will be as sweet as honey." I took the little book out of the angel's hand and ate it up. It was as sweet as honey in my mouth. When I had eaten it, my stomach was made bitter. They told me, "You must prophesy again over many peoples, nations, languages, and kings." Revelation chapter 11. A reed like a rod was given to me. Someone said, "Rise and measure God's temple, and the altar, and those who worship in it. Leave out the court which is outside of the temple, and don't measure it, for it has been given to the nations. They will tread the holy city underfoot for 42 months. I will give power to my two witnesses, and they will prophesy 1,260 days, clothed in sackcloth. These are the two olive trees and the two lampstands standing before the Lord of the earth. If anyone desires to harm them, fire proceeds out of their mouth and devours their enemies. If anyone desires to harm them, he must be killed in this way. These have the power to shut up the sky, that it might not rain during the days of their prophecy. They have power over the waters to turn them into blood, and to strike the earth with every plague, as often as they desire. When they have finished their testimony, the beast that comes up out of the abyss will make war with them, and overcome them, and kill them. Their dead bodies will be in the street of the great city, which spiritually is called Sodom and Egypt, where also their Lord was crucified. From among the peoples, tribes, languages, and nations, people will look at their dead bodies for 3.5 days and will not allow their dead bodies to be laid in a tomb. Those who dwell on the earth rejoice over them, and they will be glad. They will give gifts to one another, because these two prophets tormented those who dwell on the earth. After the 3.5 days, the breath of life from God entered into them, and they stood on their feet. Great fear fell on those who saw them. I heard a loud voice from heaven saying to them, "Come up here." They went up into heaven in the cloud, and their enemies saw them. In that day there was a great earthquake, and 1/10 of the city fell. 7,000 people were killed in the earthquake, and the rest were terrified, and gave glory to the God of heaven. The second woe is past. Behold, the third woe comes quickly. The seventh angel sounded, and great voices in heaven followed, saying, "The kingdom of the world has become the kingdom of our Lord and of his Christ. He will reign forever and ever. The 24 elders who sit on their thrones before God's throne fell on their faces and worshiped God, saying, "We give you thanks, Lord God, the Almighty, the one who is and who was, because you have taken your great power and reigned. The nations were angry, and your wrath came, as did the time for the dead to be judged, and to give your bondservants, the prophets, their reward, as well as to the saints and those who fear your name, to the small and the great, and to destroy those who destroy the earth." God's temple that is in heaven was opened, and the ark of the Lord's covenant was seen in his temple. Lightnings, sounds, thunders, and earthquake, and great hail followed. Revelation chapter 12. A great sign was seen in heaven: a woman clothed with the sun, and the moon under her feet, and on her head a crown of 12 stars. She was with child. She cried out in pain, laboring to give birth. Another sign was seen in heaven: behold, a great red dragon, having 7 heads and 10 horns, and on his heads 7 crowns. His tail drew 1/3 of the stars of the sky and threw them to the earth. The dragon stood before the woman who was about to give birth, so that when she gave birth, he might devour her child. She gave birth to a son, a male child, who was to rule all the nations with a rod of iron. Her child was caught up to God and to his throne. The woman fled into the wilderness, where she has a place prepared by God, that there they may nourish her 1,260 days. There was war in the sky. Michael and his angels made war on the dragon. The dragon and his angels made war. They didn't prevail, neither was a place found for him any more in heaven. The great dragon was thrown down, the old serpent, he who is called the devil and Satan, the deceiver of the whole world. He was thrown down to the earth, and his angels were thrown down with him. I heard a loud voice in heaven, saying, "Now the salvation, the power, and the kingdom of our God, and the authority of his Christ is come. For the accuser of our brothers has been thrown down, who accuses them before our God day and night. They overcame him because of the Lamb's blood, and because of the word of their testimony. They didn't love their life, even to death. Therefore, rejoice, heavens, and you who dwell in them. Woe to the earth and to the sea, because the devil has gone down to you, having great wrath, knowing that he has but a short time." When the dragon saw that he was thrown down to the earth, he persecuted the woman who gave birth to the male child. 2 wings of the great eagle were given to the woman, that she might fly into the wilderness to her place, so that she might be nourished for a time, and times, and half a time, from the face of the serpent. The serpent spewed water out of his mouth after the woman, like a river, that he might cause her to be carried away by the stream. The earth helped the woman, and the earth opened its mouth, and swallowed up the river which the dragon spewed out of his mouth. The dragon grew angry with the woman, and went away to make war with the rest of her offspring, who keep God's commandments and hold Jesus' testimony. May God bless the reading of his word. Ephesians 6:12 says, "For our wrestling is not against flesh and blood, but against the principalities, against the powers, against the world's rulers of the darkness of this age, and against the spiritual forces of wickedness in the heavenly places." In today's reading of Revelation chapter 12, we see more of that spiritual warfare with what John described as, quote, "a great sign in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun and the moon under her feet, and on her head a crown of 12 stars," and then she goes on to talk about the great red dragon. Most commentators agree that the woman represents the church, the bride of Christ. The sun is Jesus, the crown of 12 stars is the 12 apostles, the moon is the Jewish people, and of course the dragon is Satan, who has tried from the very beginning of human history to destroy humanity in general and the church in particular. This warfare will continue until Satan is thrown into the pit. One thing we know is that his defeat is as sure can be. The war has already been won. The battles continue only because of God's great love as he waits for the fullness of time and the final soul to be added to the roll of believers. Until then, we proclaim the gospel, the good news of a risen Savior. This is what is meant in chapter 12, verse 11, which says, "They," meaning the believers, "overcame him," meaning Satan, "because of the Lamb's blood, and because of the word of their testimony." They didn't love their life even to death. Yes, there will be martyrs, but as we've already seen, God will dry their tears. The important thing, beloved, is to remain faithful. Whatever we go through here on earth is temporary and fleeting. Isn't an eternity with God something glorious to look forward to? What do you think? If you'd like to leave a comment or a word of encouragement, email me at steve@lifespringmedia.com or leave a comment on the show notes page at 387.lifespringmedia.com or tweet me at @_SteveWeb_ #LifespringMedia. Tomorrow we'll be back in the book of 1 Kings. Until then, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb. Thank you so much for being here. Bye.